All right, there's a hole in the champions circle, baby. Didn't think that one through. Come back in. That's my apologies. But
yeah,
we're going to fill that hole.
Let's fill it.
Ideally, with a new champion this morning.
I'm going to jam that hole, buddy.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm ready to. I'm an old hole jammer from way back.
He's like, he's so defeated, he doesn't even have the energy to lie about his
confidence. I got a shot.
Yeah, everybody's got a shot,
yes.
Man. Go buy a lottery ticket. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. It is Tuesday. It is 9 o'clock. It is time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where They Whining. And if you are new, here's how it works. Kimmy has a post for the neighborhood app that you guys send her. We really appreciate that. She removes street names, town references. She reads it out loud. But despite that information missing,
There's
still enough stuff in there where if you listen...
You have to listen. Don't jump. Listen to the whole piece.
You will pick up clues as to where this could be.
Yeah.
And then you call us when we have an open phone line, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, to tell us which town, village, neighborhood in the greater Rochester area you think they are whining in, where they whining. Are you ready, Kimmy?
I'm ready.
Not even going to address your useless ass. Let's do the damn thing.
Let's go.
So this post is a two-parter.
Oh, two-parter.
A post and a response to the post.
Yes, those are the best ones.
All right. So the original post reads, I think my neighbor is housing a young coyote. I've seen it wandering around in his backyard. I think at this point it's pretty domesticated. He leaves a water dish out there for it, which is how I'm assuming he was able to capture this animal in the first place. There are laws against this, but I don't know what specifically they are. Does anyone know or have experience with domesticated wildlife removal? Comment on this post if you believe this man needs to forfeit the animal immediately. I'm 99% sure it is also living in his home. He has children, too. Could you imagine putting your kids in danger like that? Actually, you're putting us all in danger by doing this. You can't just take in wildlife all willy-nilly. Let's get this coyote back in the woods where it belongs. A person we'll call Jeff responds to that.
All right.
Hey, moron. That's my dog, Zoe, you're talking about.
Ooh.
You'd know that if you actually stopped to have a conversation with me instead of staring out your window all day. She's a husky mix. I have the DNA test to prove it. I know you know where I live, so swing by if you're interested. You won't get away.
Damn.
But can I tell you,
yeah.
Sidebar, one of my favorite things, you won't.
Yeah.
Because they'll always do it.
Yes.
You do it, you won't. And you're going to do it. All right. Confused for a coyote.
Yeah.
But a place where you have enough room for a husky. You need a lot of space for a husky, right? Give me those things like to run around.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And you back up to woods.
Okay. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking east side.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
What are we laughing at?
Let him go.
Okay.
Let him go.
All right.
Nowhere in that post does it say you back up to woods.
Well, it says woods.
There was woods in there.
It says
send him back to the woods.
Yeah.
It says put the coyote in the woods where it belongs.
Right, so I'm assuming there's woods behind.
Nowhere does it say this house backs up to woods. I just want to point it out just to clarify.
So the house backs up to the woods.
That is what you are picturing.
So the woods. So they live in a heavily wooded area.
A cabin in the middle of the woods.
Yes.
Okay. So you think it's east side?
That's the vibe I'm getting.
Okay.
Because I'm kind of thinking Webster.
Webster?
Yeah. Because you remember I had all those coyotes out there. And I had
I thought those were the girls who were dating. Stringy.
They were nice girls.
Stringy.
By the way, you're going to call out girlfriends?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
At least mine didn't leak. Some of your girlfriends used to duct tape for tampons.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's what they said when they tried to pull it off. Ow!
So you think because you had coyotes when you lived in
Webster. And I lived by the woods.
Uh-huh.
And a Chevy dealership, Quality Ride. yes.
Yeah, two coyotes sold Tommy a car one time. Bro, every town has woods. Every town has coyotes.
But I had a lot. I had multiple sides of coyotes.
You cannot name a single town that doesn't have woods. The city has
woods. Well, yeah, but you got like puny ass woods.
No,
you got woods.
I saw a deer in my backyard the other day.
Yes, there. I lived in the Winton neighborhood where Kimmy lives. Nope. Yeah, and, I'm sorry. I always said your street name. I would have deer around all the time. It goes back to that park over there.
You didn't see coyote.
Yes, I did.
Coyote's a different animal.
So to be clear,
yeah.
You're in Webster.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're jealous.
All right. It's West Side.
Why is it West Side?
It's not even a question. I know exactly what town this is because I can picture exactly where it is.
Well, it's the same logic I just used.
No, I know it
Go. Where'd your feet, Pat?
They whining in Chi-Lai.
I don't Chi-Lai,
I know
animal.
Exactly where this
is. Why, because you go out to Bill Gray's, now you're like the mayor of Chi-Lai?
Well, I mean, I grew up in that area. I got married in that area. You were there hiding in the woods taking pictures of my pregnant wife while we were getting married.
Much like a coyote.
Creep. You do look like a coyote from a distance.
So you think I saw, oh, man, I joked just that time. So you think it's over there, Black Creek?
It's between Black Creek Park and Bill Gray's.
So you're basing this on your wedding.
I'm basing this on my childhood, bro. I'm basing it on knowing more than you about the greater Rochester area.
Right.
They got a lot of Huskies out there. You need the space. Got the room. Right? It's
By the way, a Husky, very expensive dog.
And I was going to say, it is those homes out there are expensive.
They ain't got Husky money.
Big-ass homes, bro. The pro athletes live out there, bro.
What pro-ass athlete?
I ain't going to tell you. You're not invited, so I'm not going to tell you. But
there ain't no pro. I want to know what you call a pro athlete.
Guys who get paid to play sports?
Like pickleball?
It doesn't mean you ain't a pro athlete.
Is it one of these low-end hockey guys?
Low-end hockey guys.
I don't know.
None
what
of your damn
about?
Business. They whining.
Oh, it's low hockey.
They whining.
Third-string Ottawa Senators.
In Chi-Lai. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have no winner from last week, so we're just going to take them as they come this morning. All right. Also, one rule and one rule only.
What's that?
You get one pick.
Yeah.
If you are on hold and you hear someone else say your town before you get on, you got two options. Hang up the phone, try again next week. We will not be mad. Or pick another town. If we pick up the phone and you say, oh, I was going to say, but then you have been disqualified, and the commissioner has all say. Are we ready to start?
I'm ready to do this.
All right, 252-WCMF, let's start with a guy.
All right, you like that kind of thing.
Got that?
Yeah. Didn't think it through.
A guy named Guy.
Oh, yeah, Guy?
Guy, where are they whining, buddy?
Dude, they're whining in Hilton.
Why Hilton?
Hilton, I lived up in just north of there. Tons of woods. I used to hear the coyotes chirping and barking every night.
Chirping and a barking. Okay.
Barking and a chirping.
Lots of room for the Husky to run.
Okay.
There's a bunch of hoity-toities moving out of the city into Hilton. It's Hilton. There's a song right now. It's got to be Hilton.
You live north of Hilton. Did you live on a houseboat?
What's north of Hilton?
No, I'm sorry. It was south.
South of Hilton. Gotcha. All right. You can't even tell your own story,
right,
buddy.
Now,
Guy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. The hoity-toities moving out of the city out to Hilton.
Well, you said the money spreading out a little bit on the west side.
Yeah, no, all of those mansions on East Ave, for sale signs, and then a sign with an arrow pointing towards Hilton. And then they put grandma on top of the convertible. They drive out there. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Marty. Marty, where are they whining?
I'm going to go Farmington.
Why? What an idiot. Why Farmington? Marty?
Guess.
Just a getaway. You got no. Uh-oh. Somebody took your town, didn't they, Marty?
Oh, yeah. He got swiped.
I'm not going to say it.
Marty, you sound too defeated to lie. You sound too defeated. You sounded like you had a great idea.
And you're not going to win with Farmington.
Yeah,
man.
Why? Of all the towns,
I don't think Farmington's ever hit.
Of course not, because Farmington's not a real place, man.
Yeah, it is a weird area.
Right? I mean,
it's just a couple of houses.
It's Victor, Canandaigua. Farmington's in the middle. But
gas station.
The former Mexican restaurant that was delicious that is now closed. It really disappointed me. All right, well, Marty, you
sorry,
know, you could have hung up.
Yeah.
I could have. But I like playing the game.
We're going
to
put you down for a loss.
Throw something out there. That's okay.
Marty, we like talking to you too, except your picks suck, buddy. But thank you for the call. Marty is really devastated. I think I'm really excited. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Devin. Devin, where are they whining?
Let me see.
Take your time, buddy.
Okay. I think Greece.
Why Greece?
I don't know.
It's greasy in Greece.
Okay.
God, Devin, don't you have something better to do, buddy?
Yeah, I'm on break at work. I had nothing better to do at break.
Where do you work, Devin?
I'm in the union. So
okay, so the, so, yeah. So the army.
Yeah.
Devin, thanks for the call. Is he aware that other multiple jobs have unions?
Yes.
I'm in the union. We're headed down to Charleston. We're gonna take these boys out. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in Victor.
Why Victor?
You need somebody that's got a decent amount of money, not too much, but a decent amount for a large property for the Husky to run and for all the grooming costs and everything for the Husky. It's remote enough that somebody who just moved out of the city who doesn't know dang anything about nature or dogs or any of
that. Not just anything.
Might think it's a
dang anything.
Yeah.
You don't know dang anything.
This is good logic.
Dang anything about coyotes or Huskies or anything like that, so they'd be easy to confuse it. And the houses are still close enough together with large yards out back for them to be staring at each other out their windows. And you've got that kind of fake rich guy sass going on.
Fake rich guy sass? Is that
fake
what you said?
Rich guy sass.
Okay, I was under the impression that people that lived in Victor were well-to-do. I thought that was a high-end town.
Well, there is some like major compounds out there, but you got those McMansions out there, too.
McMansions are expensive. Have you not looked at
they
a house?
They are, but you're thinking like the Golisanos with like the tennis courts and the writing stable.
No, I've seen every home in Victor. It's either old enough to make it look fancy or new to make it look fancy.
I think his logic is smart.
The giant mansions aren't close enough for people to be staring at each other, so it's not quite that part of Victor.
Okay. All right, Cody, I think you're wrong, but thank you for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, there goes Cody. Say, when we're not rude to Cody, he's got nothing.
I thought it was pretty smart.
Oh, I'm sorry?
I thought Cody was pretty smart.
Why? That's, why was he smart?
The words that came out of his mouth sounded pretty intelligent.
About what?
But things.
Yeah?
Many things.
Nothing we could do. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are they whining, buddy?
Morning. Spencerport.
Why Spencerport?
Because it's an expensive dog, and they got money out there. They got some land out there.
Where is this West Side money coming from? You're buying high-end dogs.
Okay, so a couple of months ago, was it Armand who said that Spencerport was the Pittsford of the West Side?
Well, they should tell them.
Okay. Well, no, I never heard that before, but I haven't been to Spencerport and hung out in a long, long time, so maybe there is wealth over there now. I mean, Chris, do you live in the Spencerport area?
I do not.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's a little canal town there.
Yeah, but so
is... who came in with all that bank?
Yeah, who that?
Who?
Nobody. Nobody. Would the Chinese come in and buy a property?
Yes.
No, it's not cheap to live in Spencerport.
It's not cheap to live anywhere.
I just said that, and you yelled at me.
But you're not, like, opulent... Husky money.
This is coming from somebody who lives in Pittsford and is mad that somebody compared Pittsford to another place.
And you know
his wife's house.
Yeah, Chris, get him.
Zing.
Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. We got you for Spencerport. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We will get back to the phone in just a second. Yeah. But, Kimmy, can you give us a reread for the folks that are just joining us?
I sure can.
Thank you.
I think my neighbor is housing a young coyote. I've seen it wandering around in his backyard. I think at this point it's pretty domesticated. He leaves a water dish out there for it, which is how I'm assuming he was able to capture this animal in the first place. There are laws against this, but I don't know what specifically they are. Does anyone know or have experience with domesticated wildlife removal? Comment on this post if you believe this man needs to forfeit the animal immediately. I'm 99% sure it's living inside his home. He has children, too. Could you imagine putting your kids in danger like that?
Change your danger.
Actually, you're putting us all in danger by doing this. You can't just take in wildlife all willy-nilly. Let's get this coyote back into the woods where it belongs.
Woods.
Everyone has woods, stupid.
A man,
she's trying to talk.
A man who we're calling Jeff responded to that post. He said, "Hey, moron, that's my dog Zoe you're talking about. You'd know that if you actually stopped to have a conversation with me instead of staring out your window all day. She's a husky mix. I have the DNA test to prove it. I know you know where I live, so swing by if you're interested. You won't get a life."
You won't.
So let me tell you why this is East Side.
Okay.
No cussing on a response. Any guy in
the... Well, I'm not going to read cuss words if they're in the post.
No, but you could...
There weren't any in this one. But I wouldn't go by that in future posts because I cut those out for a reason.
Any West Sider is responding in anger about his own personal stuff is going to be littered with profanity.
Not like you, the East Sider who keeps a very clean mouth. We got to dump you twice a day.
I have a dirty mouth for one reason. Well, it's just how I was raised.
Yeah.
That's all.
Good.
That's Tom. Mom.
Tommy's in Webster. I'm in Chi-Li. Guy is in Hilton. Marty is in Farmington, just wasting everybody's time. Devin is in the town of Greece. He's in the Union. Cody is in Victor. Chris is in the Pittsburgh of the West Side Spencerport. I do want to point out we've been leaning towards more affluent communities because of the Husky.
Yeah.
Huskies are expensive. Brooke writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. She says, if it looks like a coyote, it's probably mangy looking. Like, Huskies are not even that expensive, LOL.
I mean, it says Husky mix, so could who knows?
Every dog's expensive.
No, like Huskies are not even that expensive. LOL.
What are they, the Kia of dogs?
Oh, yeah, they keep getting swiped. You see, like, a 14-year-old kid riding one? Yeah! The insulting tone of Brooke. Like, Huskies aren't even that expensive. LOL.
Mangy.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in Penfield.
Why Penfield?
Well, I think the guy that owns the dog, Jeff, is on the younger side, and the guy that wrote the post is maybe on the older side, and Penfield's got a good mix of younger and older communities.
Okay, so we're going based strictly on age, Mark.
Yep.
Okay.
I hear young people can't afford to buy a house no more and take in a Husky.
Yeah, I mean, a Husky in a house, that would bankrupt everybody.
You can't do it.
Although I heard, like, Huskies aren't even that expensive. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF. All right, it's been a sausage fest in here.
I you know, some guys like that. Like my partner.
The terrible thing to say about Weez. We should bring a lady in here.
Okay.
But the closest we have is Christine. Christine, where are they whining?
Jeez. All right. I'm going to say Henrietta.
Why Henrietta?
This sounds like there's a place in Henrietta where on one side of that street, you've got big, huge yards. And on the other side of the street, they've got like no puny little yards. And this reminds me of an old man who's got nothing to do, looking out the window, probably with binoculars like Tommy does every now and then. And he sees the dog at a distance and thinks it's a coyote. Plus, Henrietta's got a crap load of coyotes running right now. So I say Henrietta.
Coyotes are running, bud. Come on out to Coyote Run, Henrietta, this weekend.
That's it.
Sunday.
Coyote.
So the guy lives across the street from this guy.
Yes.
But he can see into his backyard.
It's not always the backyard.
Yeah, bud.
The big houses that have these really big front yards back
sucks.
Up to woods. You suck. Stop
it. Hey, all right, you got it there.
I don't hate this pick, and I normally hate everything Christine says, but there is logic behind this.
I get it.
There's always logic. You just guys don't want to acknowledge logic.
You just guys don't want to acknowledge logic.
My knowledge.
Yeah, Christine, great to talk to you.
Bye.
There goes Christine. Charmer, that one.
Oh, yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to a man who had a chance to make history last week.
Yeah.
And then puked all over his shirt. Oh, sorry. Hold on. I got to put Barbara back on hold here. Sorry, Barbara. We're going with Armand first. Armand, where are they whining, bud?
I'm going Ron DeCoy. And, you know, I got a nice piece of humble pie last week. So I sincerely like to apologize because I hate this show.
Okay. Why Ron DeCoy?
Only because, you know, you got old and new mixing together. You got old snoozy guy who's been in the neighborhood forever, and you got young guy who's ready to, you know, let loose. Almost cussed on air.
Well, thank you for not doing that, Armand. Here's the thing. I don't like new humble Armand. I like running his mouth loud ass Armand.
No, I'm done. I'm every time I call, I just apologize and come on nice and humble.
Why? Because you're a bitch?
Yeah,
bitch ass, humble ass, non cool anymore, bitch.
No edge to you, man.
Come on, where's that Armand edge we all fell in love with?
Hey, maybe next week if I win.
All right, try not to be a bitch anymore. Right. Armand, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Ron DeQuaid is not. They don't have the yards for the.
What are you talking about? They back up to Duran Eastman.
No, but most of those yards in Ron DeQuaid have smaller backyards
too. By the way,
what's that?
You've picked Duran Eastman in the past.
Yeah, remember he picked the park of Duran Eastman? Because he was, the person who wrote the post was a bear.
But everybody that has a house has a puny little backyard.
Okay. Maybe you don't know any wealthy people.
I don't. I know some radio people out that way doing quite well for themselves. Well, moving up the line.
They're making $30,000 a year?
Easily.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, let's rip through some here. Right. I picked up Barber by accident, so now we got to go with him. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
Watch out where them Huskies go. Don't you eat that yellow snow. I'm going to go with Gates.
Boo! All right. Why Gates?
Because you're the kind of people, when you grew up there, that you would have mistaken a coyote for a dog and took it in as a pet.
He's trying to hurt people today.
Ooh, free dog.
Come on. Well, it would be
ow,
free dog.
Ow, ow, ow.
Joke's on you. We didn't need free dogs because my dad was breeding them in our living room when I was a kid. True story.
Well, at least they had a lot of open air up above their heads in the ceiling.
Barbara, we got you for Gates. Thanks for the call. I don't see the Gates. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's a lot of money for Gates.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Rick. Rick, where are they whining?
Hey, fellas and girls. Listen, but why doesn't this moron who doesn't have a life just call the DEC and find out some information? I'm just making a statement, that's all.
All right, first off, that's a terrible thing to say about Tommy. Second off, Rick, love the take, but we do need a town. What town are you going with?
Throw us a town, Rick.
Okay. Oh, me. Let's see. Hamlin.
Hamlin? Wait a minute.
Hamlin?
Hamlin?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Well, Rick sucks, but that's okay. Rick, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Hey, at least he didn't disqualify himself.
Well, that's what I was hoping for, but we can't get what we want.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, let's talk to Joe. Joe, where are they whining, bud?
Mendon.
Why Mendon?
Mendon Ponds Park. There's all kinds of stuff running around over there.
Well, we know this is a dog, though.
Well, people think it's not a dog, so they've probably been drinking or something.
They're drinking in Mendon.
Well, Mendon's got a lot of heavy drinking.
Oh, but here's the thing. I was with you on Mendon, and then you started explaining it. Now I hate your pick.
Every guy we know that lived over there was a boozer.
What?
Every guy we knew that lived near Mendon was a boozer.
Thanks, Joe. Who do we know that lived near Mendon?
Huge, bro. The old lady, too.
That'll help. Bro. Doing the bottle side. By the way.
Him and the OL.
Okay.
Heavy duty.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Even the kids.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Bro, we know a billion people.
And they're all drunk.
Yeah, that doesn't narrow it down. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Redneck. Redneck, where are they whining?
I'm going to have to say Canandaigua Ben gets on.
Why Canandaigua?
Just to piss Ben off.
Okay.
It's a Ben block.
All right.
I should have answered the phone like, pretty good, guys. How you doing? Yeah.
That's the best Ben impression you've got?
I'm driving right now.
Oh, that prevents you from doing impressions? I can't do an impression. I'm driving.
Well, Tommy does it best when he smacks himself in the face and does a Ben impression. So.
Okay. Well, Ben, thanks for the call. Or Redneck, who cares? Have a good rest of the day.
Southern people cannot do impressions.
Southern people can't do impressions?
They cannot. It's that accent. They can't pull it off. They can't shake it off. Think of your greatest impressionists. None of them are from the
their
South.
Their accent is too thick to do any other impression?
Accent too thick, brain a little too small.
Wow. You're from the South.
And you call me stupid all the time, and my tongue doesn't work.
You are stupid.
And terrible at impressions, so maybe we're onto something.
All right, we'll take one more. 252-WCMF. We got a Jeremy, but not our familiar Jeremy.
Oh.
So let's break in a new Jeremy.
Okay.
Jeremy, you got the last pick. Where are they whining, buddy?
I'm thinking Churchville.
Why Churchville?
I don't know. I think if it was a little more west side, like you say, the guy would have said definitely we'll just shoot him. But I
dear
think it's
God! Dear God, Jeremy! How did we find a more depressing Jeremy?
Well, I'm just thinking they would have shot the coyote on spot.
Okay.
In somebody else's yard?
Yeah, they wrote about this way, I think.
All right, well... Oh. Jeremy, thanks.
That's an uncomfortable feeling.
And don't do that.
And never call us again, but thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. There goes shooting Jeremy.
Yeah, don't go firing into people's yards.
You know what we learned there?
What we learned?
You have to appreciate the Jeremy you have.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeremy,
The grass on the other Jeremy is not always greener than the grass on the Jeremy you have. Okay. Right. The Jeremy you know. We got a lot. Could you fix that microphone?
It's hard. It don't work. It's all new.
All right.
What?
Tommy is in Webster. I am in Chilai. Guy, who's a guy, is in Hilton. And he lives north of Hilton in the water. Marty wasted everybody's time with Farmington. Devin is in Greece. Cody is in Victor. Chris is in Spencerport. Mark's out in Penfield because it got old people and young people.
Yeah.
Christine is in Henrietta on account of the big yards and the little yards. Armand, who's now humble Armand, who we hate, is in Arondacoit. Barber's out in Gates. Rick called just to bitch about something, then picked Hamlin. Joe is out in Mendon because all the drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Redneck doing his worst Ben impression, pick Canandaigua. And Jeremy picked Churchville because anywhere else would have shot the dog.
Yes.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this thing.
Oh, sit down.
Where?
I'm in my zone.
They
yeah.
Whining.
If you had one shot.
What are you doing?
To win where they want.
You look like you're having a stroke.
Would you let it happen? Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, we got a winner this week.
Ooh, buddy boy, you ain't going to like this.
No, you're not.
I'm
you
not. Ain't. I'm not going to like
you're
it.
You're not going to like it.
You ain't going to like this at all.
I can't even say it. They whining. In Webster,
King Tomas is back.
King Tomas, baby. It's your first win in like a year.
Yeah, but I've been stacking them up early. So that's a four banger.
That's your fourth. Okay, that's your fourth banger.
You're still
since the
you're
game
still,
has started.
You're not in first place.
I know.
You're still.
But you said
me.
I was never going to win again.
Wow. You,
and blind, I said I was due.
Blind. Yeah, you've been saying you were due and for 12 months.
And due just pulled in.
Yeah, a whole bunch of due just pulled
no,
in.
No, I left that on your mom last night.
That's why. She's into that now? What is it? Doesn't even make sense.
I just due'd her up.
Shut up.
So Tommy's now tied for second with Pete. And Armand.
Wow. Look at that murderer's row of pros.
Three-way
it's the French
tie.
Connection, man.
Yeah, Armand.
Armand sounds very French.
It does. Armand Mulay. Pete. Pierre.
Pierre, yes.
Okay,
yeah,
there
yeah.
we go. All right. Congratulations, you douchebag. You just pulled it out of here.
He did. He did. I mean, apparently there are a lot of coyotes in Webster.
I know. I used my logic, and he was killing me.
I used my logic. You use your logic every week. You have one for a year. You suck so hard at this. And you got lucky. You backed into it.
So okay. You're going last next week, by the way.
Oh, this is going to be – he's going to be bored. He forgot
he's
that part.
So
I don't care
because
I'm going to wear my lucky jacket again next week.
This is your lucky
– Now it is.
It is. I'm going to wear this jacket. I'm not going to take this jacket off until I lose.
So like you so you won where they whined with it, and you got that gig as the Pee Wee Herman impersonator. You've got seconds to grab all the money you can
Ooh.
Before the cops grab you.
Damn.
Do you have the balls?
Grab.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This happened in Chicago. Two men were driving a Brinks truck, two employees of Brinks,
yeah.
went out of nowhere, and for reasons they still do not understand,
yeah.
the back door flew open.
Well, I guess they didn't lock it.
And a bag of cash
no.
fell out of the back. $300,000 in cash spilled out onto the ground.
Yeah.
And by the time the men had stopped the car and got out, people in the neighborhood started grabbing cash and taking off running.
How can you not, man? It's a gift from God.
When police arrived, according to the story, they said that every dollar from that $300,000 was gone.
Yeah, wow. Like, they didn't miss a buck.
It doesn't look like at least
they were in, like, one of those real-life money machines.
Yeah.
Money
yes. Yes, except you're allowed to use your hands and pin it against the ground. So there have been no arrests made. They have not identified any of the suspects. Just so you know, it is super illegal to do this. It's not
well,
like
sure.
found money. If yeah. they identify any of these people,
oh, you're in trouble.
They go at well, they do. They go after them hard.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question.
What's that?
Let's say you're driving home, and this happens. $300,000 all over the ground.
Yeah. You all gotta right. grab a taste, man.
If you get a, you're going for grand larceny. Depending on
well, what are you gonna do? Call the money cops?
You mean the cops?
Oh.
The money cops are the Brinks guys. They also have guns.
Yeah, true.
But quick sidebar.
Yeah.
In what situation are the Brinks guys allowed to use their guns?
Oh.
Is it only
Maybe
under?
I think under. To steal I think if you got a gun pulled on you, yeah. they're not cops.
So you're not just gonna start firing indiscriminately into the crowd of people trying to collect money?
That's the only time I've ever seen Ben Affleck shut up. Is when he pulls a gun out. No, I would grab that money. You know, I mean, the temptation, man, especially broke-ass me.
Right now, you still try and grab it?
Yeah,
well, especially
broke.
If, like, everybody else is out there doing it, I think there's this, like, FOMO feeling and of, I, like, and, well, if they're all yeah. getting in on it, I got to get in on it, too.
And I could play confused old man, too.
No, you couldn't. You know
yes,
what
I can.
You,
I do oh, it you were here every day.
You were confused until
ended
you...
It up in my hands. I
thought I dropped my wallet.
There's going to be video of somebody is going to have of
well,
you grabbing
I've
that money.
I've seen videos of this, like, when, like, wasn't there one semi recently, like the truck had gotten into an accident and some of the money had spilled out. So there are people like on a busy road trying to pick it up.
It was on the highway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember seeing that. Video.
Yeah. But they said they had to return it all.
Can they
trace it?
So it does say in the story they are unaware if the bills are marked or sequenced or whatever.
But depending on where this thing landed, man, you know, you could pass those bucks pretty quick.
Yeah.
Right?
But you would also have to spend all that money very fast.
Know,
and here's the problem. Right. If they identify you, right, you would probably get a lighter sentence if you had all of the cash to give back to them. If you go spend it as fast as you can.
But if I spend it, I don't have it. You can't claim that I have it.
If they have you on video.
Bro, you've seen on grainy-ass cameras.
Okay, you want to roll that dice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I'm busted?
Yeah, but let's say if there's other people picking it up, like, let's say, how much do you think you would get the most you'd
so let's
be
say
able to
I
pick
snag,
up?
Let's say I snag a G.
$1,000. So that's grand larceny.
Yes. Ooh, is that grand larceny.
Yeah, no, it is. It's jail time.
So you're that narg. Yeah, you know, that's grand larceny, guys.
No, I'm a guy who's stating
a trouble.
Fact into a microphone.
My dad's a cop. It's grand larceny. You guys are in trouble. I'm calling my dad.
My dad would be there grabbing all the money he could.
Yeah, he's filled his pockets, too. He's got to fix a hole in his roof.
I don't think this is evidence.
Guy's got four families he's trying to support. No, I'm grabbing a G at least. If I could get a hold of a grand. Broke ass me.
Okay.
Oh, I'm spending that almost immediately because you could spend $1,000 pretty quick.
I love how you think you're quick and agile enough to get away the moment. You would be the one guy.
Hey,
that
when
was
I was
caught.
A young guy, I was pretty agile.
I'm talking now.
Now it's a little
bit. Bro, like you would be
the getting
like,
up is. I can get down, but the getting up's tough.
By the time you got out of your car, the money would all be gone. By the way, I'm looking at the story right now. Yeah. Dozens of people. We're there collecting this money.
So it was a melee. Was it on a highway or like in a neighborhood?
300 block of South Austin Boulevard. It sounds like a neighborhood. It was also rush hour, 5:07 p.m.
Was it in South Chicago?
It was the north side of Chicago.
Oh.
So I had a boy about 6 foot tall.
I don't know anybody like that.
252 WCMF 252-9263. Again, a Brinks truck was driving through Chicago. The door opened for some reason in the back. $300,000 spilled out of the back of the car. People immediately started grabbing it. All of the money was taken, and they have no suspects. They have no suspects. Yet, if these people are identified, they go after these people hard.
Oh, sure.
Like Brinks prosecutes to the fullest extent of the law, and I'm going to assume the judges and prosecutors will cooperate to, you know, keep this from happening.
Sure.
Bro, you would get so jailed. So jailed.
So jailed.
So jailed right now with all your money. And like, here's a funny
thing.
What
if I spend it real quick? And oh, I can't. And they didn't have to positively be able to identify me.
Like, do you really hear yourself right now?
I do.
It's not like it blew into your yard. Like, you got out of your car to pick it up.
I also love how you think you'd be hard to identify. You're the most unique, ugly person I've ever seen in my life.
But let's say I'm just strolling down the street.
Yeah. You're walking the dog.
Yeah, and I see
money starts
money.
Blowing at you.
Yeah, I'm grabbing.
Like, they'd go to Steve Buscemi's house. He would have an alibi. They'd go to old, wrinkled John Calipari's house. He would have an alibi. They'd go to the Keebler Elf tree. He would have an alibi. And then your ass would get arrested.
All right. Damn.
Stupid.
It'd be so much fun to have $1,000 just to go piss away real quick.
Okay.
What?
It's a hot take.
Like, what would you buy, though, right away for $1,000?
Quick?
Yeah.
Right to the liquor store. And bro, I could drop a grand.
Is it worth
quick.
It?
Is it worth it?
Like,
no, she's right.
What
are
you,
my
looking
liver?
At you and be like, wow, that's
is
pretty
Is this really
sad.
Worth it? All this pain you put me through? Yes. Shut up.
Kimmy, $1,000, what are you spending it on? You got an hour ago.
See, she's chintzy, so she don't know how to spend.
Chintzy Kim?
Yeah.
Chintzy Kim,
here I come.
I could spend it pretty quick at Wegmans, in all honesty.
Wait, you said, he says liquor, and you go Wegmans?
Yeah, she's snacking.
I would.
She's hitting that snack aisle.
For days.